The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
Welcome to Raw and Paul, the weekly podcast. I'm Charles Goyette. Well, despite the public's widespread opposition to the warrantless eavesdropping and snooping of the NSA, you will probably have noted at this point that the governing classes have done nothing about it. As usual, there's talk about reform, about new oversight, about asking for reports. In other words, Washington very likely thinks that maybe it'll all die down and they could go on trampling on the Constitution, and maybe they can. But there is reason to think that this is an issue that can unite people across party lines and political divides, and we'll talk about that and more with Ron Paul right after this.
This is Ron Paul. Thanks to our sponsors for making these podcasts available to you.
Do you need a website for yourself or your business? Well, of course you do, but shouldn't things be easier by now? This is 2014. Well, finally they are. Squarespace is the easiest way to create an exceptional website. Squarespace provides you everything you need to create a beautiful website for yourself or your business. They have beautiful designs for you to start with and all the style options you need to create a unique website for you or your business. And don't worry about getting stuck along the way, because with Squarespace, they make your site easier than ever. Plus, they have a 24/7 support team. Simply add your own content, customize your style, and you'll have a website that looks great on every device. Seriously, it's that easy. Try Squarespace today for free. Trust me, you'll love your new website. And when you're ready to go live, enter Ron at the checkout and save 10%, plus you get free hosting. Use promo code Ron at squarespace.com/Ron Paul. squarespace.com/Ron Paul.
Ron Paul. Ron Paul. This is Ron Paul, the weekly podcast.
Dr. Paul, one place that we might start to understand why the governing classes have done nothing about the NSA is the way that Congress has subordinated itself to the executive branch. How did that happen?
Well, it didn't happen overnight. It took a long time, and I think it really started more in foreign policy than anything else. And, of course, NSA is related to foreign policy, but it also relates to privacy here for all American citizens. But in foreign policy, it was always conceded that you have to have a strong president. You know, there's this attitude that only the strong presidents are war presidents, and they have to have power. And you can't quiz them. You can't question them. If you do, you're un-American. And Congress has succumbed to that, and the people have gone along with it. But it's contagious. But Louis Fisher from the Library of Congress talked about this a whole lot, and he's always been baffled and always argued the case, of course, that many of us know, the case that Congress is supposed to be the most important body, the party closest to the people. And yet Congress, for some reason, the people have just rejected this. I imagine it's also a reflection of what so many of us have been taught in school. You know, that we need a strong executive branch. And the 20th century was, you know, the necessity for this. We had to win the wars. We had two world wars and all these wars going on. And people succumbed to this. But it's rather sad. It was something I fought about all the time in Congress, just trying to fight for the responsibility of Congress, the prerogatives and the responsibilities that the Congress has, and not just always defer to the president. Now, it was in foreign policy. Now it's in spying. They defer to them. But it's also in trade. I had to fight so often with the individuals that, you know, that they wanted trade agreements and let the president do all the trade negotiations. And yet the responsibility for devising the fairest and the freest trade that we can have around the world, the responsibility was on the Congress. But too often they just go along and say, well, Congress is clumsy. They can't do it. We want efficiency. Let the president do it. And then when the president's finished, he can come and rubber stamp it. But it's also in the area of investigations. You know, when something happens, when there is an assassination or a 9/11 event, everybody wants to know the truth, you know, and it seems to be natural and say, yeah, well, we need a commission to study this. But what do they do? They resort to having a commission set up by the very individuals who have messed up. You know, how can the IRS investigate themselves for an IRS scandal? And if it comes to the failure of our intelligence services, the CIA and the FBI and NSA, who's supposed to investigate them? Who's supposed to audit the Fed? They say, well, the Fed should audit the Fed. They audit it themselves all the time. It's a defect in an understanding of really our system. Though the founders were well-intended and devised a system where we should have had separation of powers and a balance of powers with Congress leading the three areas, it happened that people were so tempted to allow individuals to be authoritarian. So it is a serious problem. And you know, when it comes to these investigations, you know, nobody's ever satisfied. You know, we had an investigation and a commission set up after Kennedy's assassination. And remarkably, I think it's like 80-85% of the people, they don't believe the commission told them the truth. And if people should come, and that's what's one thing I think is good is coming out of this thing with the NSA. There are more and more Americans now who are skeptical of the government and they're not depending on the government telling the truth. And that's why we need the whistleblowers to come forth and reward them rather than putting them in prison. The problem we have is a reflection, I guess, of psychology and philosophy and complacency. So I think the job of us who are involved in trying to stir people up and to give them the truth is to give them the facts that they can hang on and say, well, you're not unpatriotic if you say, why are we fighting this particular war? And why can't we ask questions about foreign policy? Why was it always assumed foreign policy was off limits? You weren't supposed to have any discussion or debates. And they more or less treated national security interests, the spying on people, as part of that. And it's still, you still hear those stories too, that, you know, Bradley Manning, he wasn't just telling the truth and being a whistleblower and doing, and in his, from his viewpoint, defending the Constitution, but he was undermining national security. Therefore, he is a bad guy. And we've heard some individuals even talk about people like Bradley Manning and Edward Snowden deserving the death penalty for this. So it's a contest of ideas, and fortunately, our side's getting a little bit more attention than they used to. So maybe we'll see some changes.
Well, if you give the death penalty to whistleblowers, the consequence, of course, is you get a lot less whistleblowing. But you mentioned psychology, and this is something that has puzzled me a great deal. And you know the psychology of your long-term colleagues in Congress and people that like to run for office quite well, I'm sure. But it seems particularly bizarre to me that people that spend their whole lives in pursuit of authority, electoral office, and looking for power are suddenly, when entrusted with authority, for example, on war making, are so happy to shirk the authority and not exercise it. They've been in pursuit of power their whole lives, and then they won't use it when they have it.
Well, that's an interesting point, because that's exactly what happens. So I guess the members that I've known and worked with over the years, I think they want this authority, but they want this recognition. You know, they want to be important. And if they can maintain popularity with their constituents by giving up on some of this authority that they should be exerting because they see this as being not as popular, they will do it. So if they say, well, I don't like this war that the president wants, but you know, the people aren't going to like that, and I'm not going to, you know, live up to my code and say, well, the oath of office says I shouldn't do this. They go along, and I think they think that, well, I am going to have this position of importance. I'm going to remain important as long as I capitulate when I need to capitulate. But unfortunately, the momentum has been in the wrong direction. There's been too much capitulation of their responsibility. And when I speak of this, I'm talking mainly about, you know, members of Congress. But why they give up on this, I'm sure the founders would be astounded that this responsibility of the Congress to keep the executive branch in check was given up so easily. And it was steady. It wasn't overnight, and it always keeps getting worse. But the few who are really outspoken about this are individuals who see themselves as someday, I'll be in the executive, and I'm going to have that power. So for the really bad guys, they're thinking that it is more power for them eventually, or they will have the influence. Maybe they'll have the inside track. Maybe they'll be the chairman of a particular committee, and they themselves will have more power, and too often the others go along with it without resisting.
Well, now, if Congress won't act on the NSA, it looks like people in local communities are stepping forward. And I'd like to talk with you about that when we continue in just a moment on Ron Paul, the weekly podcast.
How would you like to do something that's good for you and good for America? Well, you can, just by shopping like you normally do. You see, just about everybody uses Amazon these days, because it's so easy. But from now on, when you're going to shop on Amazon, go to the PodcastOne.com Ron Paul page and click on the Amazon link there. When you do, a portion of whatever you buy gets kicked back to the Ron Paul Show to help keep the podcast coming and keep us from having to run tons and tons of ads. So we can be selective and focus on getting you Ron's message. So do it. Go to PodcastOne.com, click on the Ron Paul page, and click on Amazon. The next time you're going to buy something, use that link. You'll be helping yourself because you're buying something you want, and helping America because you're helping keep Ron Paul's messages coming. And there's no extra costs involved. You pay the same price, it's the same Amazon. If you want to help out even more, tell your friends to do the same thing. Go to PodcastOne.com, click on Ron Paul, then click on the Amazon link. You'll be glad you did.
So, Dr. Paul, in California, a bill has been introduced into the state Senate. It's a bipartisan bill that would prohibit the state from providing support to the NSA. They're talking about the refusal to provide power and water from public utilities and to prohibit NSA research partnerships with the state universities. It has gotten the attention of Republicans and Democrats in communities around the country, hasn't it?
It has, and this is exciting because I think this is part of the movement away from centralized power because of the failure of government, both in delivering the welfare goods and having successes, with their foreign policy. So I think this is excellent, and people are just stepping forward and exerting their responsibilities. I think this could be the case in the war on drugs. Look how the drug laws are changing at the local level, and there's almost nothing the federal government's going to be able to do. So now with the NSA as intrusion on the privacy of American citizen and the federal government not doing anything, the local people, and the people do have a closer relationship with their local government, the local communities and state. So they're speaking out, I think, and reflecting the sentiment of the people. But also, I think that local responsibility should someday, even, and there are some who have talked about this as well, is the law enforcement agency. What about in times of crisis? We put up with a fair amount of natural disasters along the coast with hurricanes. And yet the feds come in, and they take over. And FEMA, and I never supported FEMA, and it was considered to be, a political suicide not to support FEMA to get all that free money. But it turned out that FEMA became a negative because they came in and took over. So whether it has to do with supporting NSA by denying them services, I think that the local police officials should exert themselves and not say, well, oh, okay, I step aside. It's the national police force that has to come in and take care of these disasters. And I think that we could use as an example of that on what happened during the marathon up in Boston, because it was the feds that came in and declared martial law, and a lot of people resented that. So I love this. Anytime there's an example of moving toward local control and local takeover and challenging the federal government, I think is very healthy.
Well, Dr. Paul, thank you once again for another great conversation. It's an important topic, and something needs to be done. If it comes from the grassroots, it is only welcome. Ron Paul, the weekly podcast. I'm Charles Guaya.
This concludes another PodcastOne.com program.